Hello and welcome to Adulting with Ebony, the podcast where each week I explore what it means to be a kick-ass and kind adult in our modern world. Expect strong language and viewpoints, as no topic is out of bounds here. My guests and I will navigate the complete spectrum from wildness to responsibility with compassion and curiosity rather than expectation. I'm Ebony Allard and I'm a misfit turned maven, an author, a coach and your host for Adulting with Ebony. Come on then, let's do this. Hey, and welcome to this week's episode of Adulting with Ebony. Who am I? I'm such a space cadet today, but I am joined by Alison Braun, who is affectionately known as the Queen of Ease. She's the founder of the business Pleasure Map, Clarity to Clients, and the Living Richly Framework. As an international business and lifestyle success coach, she helps her devoted, gifted, but overworking and tired clients to expand into their next level of fulfilling success with more ease and joy and without pushing and hustling. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Ebony.
Oh, it is my pleasure. I have been meaning to have a conversation with you for such a long time, so I thought we'd just invite everyone else in to listen as well. Hey.
Hey, those are always the best ones. You get all the good stuff that way.
I tend to start these conversations just to kind of keep us on topic, otherwise we'll wander, by asking people what adulting means to them. What does it mean to you?
I love this question because it's something that I honestly can't say that I've ever really asked myself. So we're just gonna spitball it here. Adulting to me means taking responsibility for myself, my actions, my responses, basically my world and my experience, and having a great time in the process as much as possible. Adulting to me doesn't necessarily mean that it's serious or anything like that. I think it's just really about showing up fully and growing and enjoying the journey as much as possible.
I love that. And that's why you're here. So for me, it's absolutely all of those things. You know, I talk about being kick-ass and kind, wildly responsible and having as much fun as possible. You know, like those things are so important, and I don't think they're mutually exclusive, right? We can have fun and be responsible.
Totally. I'm all about things not being mutually exclusive.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the idea of living richly. Mm-hmm. And that not just being about money. Like, it can be about money, but it not just being about money. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, this is something that I am so passionate about because I've seen so many people in situations where you would assume, you know, they feel rich because they have money, their circumstances that they are in seem conducive to one feeling rich. And yet, they do not. And I've also, on the contrast, I've seen people who feel so rich, they're living so richly, and yet their circumstances would not be one to have people assume that they are living richly or feeling rich. And so I feel really passionate about breaking the stigma that how rich we feel is dictated by our circumstances and how much money that we have. And I truly believe that everyone can feel rich regardless of, you know, their outside circumstances. And I also love talking about money. So I think money does play a big part in it. It's just not the only part.
And do you find that when people move into a mindset of feeling rich, that their physical wealth also increases? Like, is there a correlation between the two?
Often. Not always. And I say not always because some people, that is not actually required in order for them to have everything that they want. They just thought that they did. So once that's stripped away, there is actually no need for additional financial resources. And that's great, because if you don't need something, you're not going to have it. And there's tons of people that especially my clients in particular, they're constantly expanding and growing. Growth is like a big core value for a lot of the people that I spend time with, myself included. And so it's natural for us to need more financial resources to keep fulfilling our mission, because contribution is a big piece of that. And so the more money, I'm sure many of us can relate to this and believe this, the more money that's in the hands of people that are doing good things, the more change will happen. So I do find that the more we allow ourselves to feel rich, the more we receive the external resources that we need to keep doing our work.
I love that. I love that. And I love this conversation. It's such an important conversation. And I have been everything from kind of £25,000 in debt and living out of my car and not feeling rich at all. And then also like starting a business and doubling my revenue year on year on year. And I noticed something. It had been there all the time, but I noticed that I had space to properly look at it about 6 to 10 months ago. And that was that no matter what number I was working towards, it was never enough. Not only was there no month left at the end of the money, there also was like just this feeling of chasing constantly. And I was never satisfied with how much I was creating. And this really interesting thing happened when I hit the magical six figure in pounds mark, which was that, like, it's a bit like having a birthday. Nothing fucking changes, right? You're exactly the same as the day before, but somehow I felt like it would be a milestone that I could feel. And so instead, I chose to really unpack it. Like, why is there never enough? Like, what would it be like to spend a month saying to myself and affirming to myself, I have enough. There's always enough. Look at my life. There's always enough. I am enough. I have enough. And it was such an interesting experiment because everything changed.
What were some of the biggest things that you can recall noticing change?
The level of stress I felt around hitting my goals meant that we hit them, but I did half the work. Like, I made a decision that I was like, you know what? I'm not chasing this. And actually, we were talking a little bit off air before we started about, like, this year has been really interesting. It's like, no matter what direction I go in, if there's hustle energy involved, it's not happening, right? Like, the universe will just go, no, you can't have that. Or this plane thing isn't happening. Or this plan isn't happening. Like, whatever. It's not always me. It's just things crumble. And I'm so good at going with the flow these days. And kind of stopping and going, okay, what's going on here? But I have been really interested and really intrigued at looking at the amount of hours I'm actually spending in my business and noticing that the revenue or the income hasn't shifted in a way that correlates with the amount of time that I'm actually spending in there. Does that make sense to you?
Totally. Yeah, this is like my favorite thing ever. This is why it just really fires me up, because in our industry, there's just so, well, in the world, period, there's so many people that are operating from that place of not enough. And so you see all these ambitious people like go, 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 striving for these goals. And either A, they get so burnt out before they reach the goal that they can't and they're just done. Or they reach the goal, but they can't even enjoy it because it has nothing to do with an internal sense of fulfillment and enoughness. It's just that constant striving. And I think when we bring in that enjoyment, when we bring in that concept of living richly, which to me is like the word textured is always what really comes up when I hear the word rich. It's like being so present and taking in everything around you and allowing yourself to really receive it. And once you do that, then it doesn't matter if you're making $30,000, $300,000, or $3 million. Like, you're taking it all in. And the cool thing is, you know, bringing it back to that money piece, then when you go from $30,000 to making $300,000, you're still enjoying it. And it's not like this thing of being burnt out and needing to blow it all up. because it doesn't fulfill you. It's like, no, you were already fulfilled, you were already rich. So the money is just a tool and a resource that you get to use along the way.
I think, you know, one of the things that I think is really cool to share about this journey, because one of my favorite things to do is to kind of lift the veil and talk about what's actually going on in businesses, because I feel like there are too many people showing the answer or the end result without showing their workings out and without showing how they got there. And so the book that I wrote at the beginning was all about that. I'm writing a second and a third one at the moment, and those are also going to go a little bit further. But it really doesn't matter whether you are someone listening to this who is looking to make their first 1,000 a month consistently, 10,000, 100,000, like the number is irrelevant. And I know that if you're listening to this and that you're at the beginning, you're like, you can say that because you're making more. But really, really hear me. Just try and hear me when I say this. Whatever got you here won't get you there. So the lessons that you learned to get to whatever plateau you find yourself at, it's going to be a whole set of new things that you need to learn or experience to grow. At least that's my experience. Has that been your experience as well?
In many cases, yes. In some cases, no. There's been a lot of things that, which is a little bit contradictory to that statement, which a lot of people have. But there's a lot of things that I started my business from right from the start that I'm having to consistently remind myself of now, because it was like, oh, you know, that's not as important now that I'm here, but it still is. So I think there's some foundational pieces that come down to more so values. So your values probably aren't going to change.
So what I meant by that really, I guess, is what got you here won't get you there. What I mean is it's not a whole new set of skills, but there are, you need to maintain that and some, right? So your capacity grows, right? So, and actually what happens is somewhere along the way, you can forget to do some of those other things that you were doing before, but actually our job it is really all about growth. Like it's your capacity to handle and keep an eye on so many more things. And actually you might be handing them over to somebody else, but the business is still yours. The buck still stops with you, and you need to have an eye on it as well.
I love that frame of that concept, because that just really aligns it for me. Because yes, I totally agree that our capacity to hold more, our capacity to expand, our capacity to receive support, money, resources, like everything does need to expand. So I'm totally with you there. And I wanted to add, because I do think that there can be people that are just getting started and do, I think a lot of people think that about me. They're like, oh yeah, sure. That's easy for you, Allison, because you're the queen of ease. So obviously it's easy. And, or like, sure, you're making this much money, so sure, you can talk about living richly. But I started my business working a full-time job, like most other people, making $9 to $10 an hour. And I felt so rich making $2,500 a month in my business, just as rich then as I do now, making considerable amounts more than that. And so it just comes back to, like, as we're saying, you know, it's not really about the money.
It's not, but I like this idea of energetically taking things for granted, because I've experienced it. And like, I feel a little bit like this year, and I'm kind of going, oh, when's the podcast going to come out? But this year there's been little things that I've taken for granted, that I've, you know, kind of gone, oh, I'm going to bring my focus over here, and I want to grow in this area, I want to learn more in this area, I want to expand in this area. And there have been other areas that I haven't been paying attention to, and that have suddenly come and bitten me. And not in a bad way, like it's never a bad thing in my experience. It's always a lesson and a learning and like an understanding and a way of kind of coming back to like, what is this still important? And how about this? And like, nothing's static.
Yeah. And I've been right along with you there, in that this year, as soon as I started, I think this is important to share, so I'm going to say it. It's a little bit vulnerable, but as I started to claim living richly, any little bits and pieces of myself that were scared that people would judge me for being having privilege, because obviously I have a ton of privilege. And so I had to work through a lot of that stuff. I had to work around, you know, someone that's being, has always been kind of good with money, and to work and not being able to relate to some people that maybe weren't good with money. And so I basically had to like go through an initiation of clearing all that stuff out, and was put, I let myself be put into a position to learn more empathy, and like was totally humbled in so many different ways. And I feel like now I have such a greater understanding and a greater empathy and a greater ability to move people through certain things that before I wouldn't have been able to, because specifically around money, you know, I have always had the belief that it's not about the money, but when it came down to it and I was in a position that I'd never been in before around like money not being there, I went into scarcity. And so I was like, oh great, like what a wonderful opportunity to like next level deepen into these skills. And any bits and pieces of myself that doubted how effective they were able to just be cleared out.
I'm smiling at you, not because I'm judging, I'm smiling because our experience this year has been so similar. So one, I read your Facebook post about this and I loved your honesty, your vulnerability, and just sharing the fullness of the story that you did. And I think it's just such a gift for people to be able to see the inner workings, like I said. And I had a really similar experience this year around confidence. And I realized that I was talking about, you know, stepping into a place of being queen and really like owning queen energy. And again, with that kind of privilege that comes with, you know, the color of my skin, the country that I live in, you know, all of those kind of things. And I have had the biggest doubt experience and biggest like backlash into, who am I? Do I know anything at all? Why, you know, should I be teaching anything? Like, what do I know about empowerment? What do I know about like anything? And really hit a place of like, for the first time in 6 years, hit a place of I'm gonna look for a job. Like, what would happen if someone just offered me my most amazing dream job? Would I say yes at this point? And I'm not gonna lie, I spent a weekend when I could have been like getting my shit together, indulging in looking at jobs and being like, someone please rescue me. And all of my work is about rescuing ourselves. All of my work is about empowering ourselves and self-leadership. And I had to go into that place of lying on the sofa and being like, someone take this away, someone do it for me, in order to come out the other side and be like, oh yeah, this is the feeling that I'm helping people reach. Like this is it. Like, doing it for ourselves is so much better than someone taking the pain away for us.
Oh, yes. Of course, right? Like, of course we have to go through, well, we don't have to go through that, but sometimes we do. And yeah, it's just such a blessing to come back to the importance of the tools that we've been given and the gifts that we've been given. And it's so unsettling when you're like, I've never experienced this before, or I haven't experienced this in like 10 years. You know, I was so good at this stuff. Why is it coming up now? So unsettling, uncertain, but such a gift.
Yeah. What do you think is the main tenets or the main things that separate those people who are living richly from those who aren't?
Ooh, love this question. Willing to be present, I think is probably one of the absolute most important things. Willing to see the beauty and the richness literally in everything around them. It's like, if you're complaining about not feeling supported, it's like, okay, pay attention to the earth under your feet, or like go stand by a tree. There's literally support all around us. It just might not be showing up in the form of like your partner encouraging you in your business or whatever it might be. So I just think being willing to find the gratitude, to be present. That was one of the things that, like, when I was spiraling out for a hot second, it was like, oh, okay, come back to like, oh, how am I rich right now? And just really coming back to that over and over and over again. So I think it's the willingness when there's the desire and even the societal programming to like kind of sit and complain or sit and wanting to be rescued or any of that. It's like, okay, coming, like retrieving, willingness to retrieve your power.
Yeah. And
sit in those feelings, but not stay in those feelings. Like sit in it, feel it, embrace it, and then move forward. Those are some of the biggest things that I've seen. Another really big one that I don't talk about a lot, it just feels so deeply ingrained for me that sometimes I feel like I don't need to talk about it, but it's having a spiritual connection to something greater than ourselves. That is something that always like really brings back that feeling of richness very quickly, I find.
Yeah, it's funny because I, for a long time, I really didn't talk about spirituality in my work all the time, or at least because for me it's so central to everything that I do. You know, I wouldn't still be here if I hadn't found that connection, because making my world about me had led me into a really dark hole of, just a really dark hole. And as soon as I was able to move into a place of being in service, and not just in service, because that sometimes makes it sound like our whole experience is for others. And so many of my clients have got that balance kind of wrong. Like they overgive and they take too much responsibility, and I kind of have to teach them the difference about being in service and in service to the universe, to source, to all of us, to the collective consciousness, but that includes ourselves. And then for me, the second part of that is curiosity, which when you were talking, what I heard you say is willingness to this, willingness to that. And it's like, there's something about willingness and curiosity that has magic in it.
Curiosity is just one of my favorite things ever. That word, that concept, is so powerful. It's like such a playful, childlike thing, speaking of adulting, but it's so powerful.
It is, because it can be the difference between, so if you go into, if you have a difference of opinion with your partner, and or a client or anyone, right, for that matter, and you go into it from a place of defensiveness, and you go, or a place of being right or wrong or black and white, and the difference in that conversation versus one where you come in with a willingness or a curiosity, it's been a like absolute fundamental paradigm shifting game changer for me. And like I have this conversation with friends of mine all the time, one friend in particular, and we talk about, she's like, you're always right. And I'm like, there is a part of my ego that 10, 15 years ago that would have loved to hear that as often as I hear it now. I had such a desire to be right. I do not have any desire to be right anymore. I genuinely am so much more interested in there being multiple rights and just like listening and being curious. One of the first ever personal development seminars I went to, and then it became a theme. There was a guy standing on stage and he talked about, you can be right or you can be happy. And at the time I was like, you are stupid. I want both.
I will be happy when I am right.
Exactly that. Have you heard that before? Did you? Yeah, it's such so interesting. And so now I come at it from a place of curiosity, and I feel so different from that person. Like I have to have an anchor into that memory of in order to remember how important it was for me and how it just doesn't cross my mind anymore.
What a huge piece of growth, hey? The curiosity is a game changer, especially for people in leadership, coaches, anyone in this like service field. When you can remove that ego out and be curious, that's when you feel rich too, because you're not taking on everyone else's stuff as being about you. You're not holding that responsibility of other people on your shoulders. You can just be curious.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love that that fits back into this kind of idea of living richly, and that it's so, so much more than money.
Oh, yes.
I've loved talking to you. We've just whizzed through our time. Would you end with a little confession with me?
Always.
I haven't thought of one today at all. Okay. So I am an adult, but recently I am finding it very difficult to get out of bed, and I am being really sulky about it. So even though I run my own business, even though I'm in charge of my own time, even though I only have to go downstairs, there's a part of me that's really resentful for having to get up at the moment. And so I'm like a sulky teenager pulling the covers back over my head and giving myself an extra half an hour. And once I have, I'm a much nicer human to be around for the rest of the day.
I am no stranger to the snooze button. No stranger. All right. I'm an adult, but I love cartoons. And no one will be able to see this, but I even have a little Mabel from Gravity Falls on my desk. So there's definitely a little child at heart in here.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming and joining me. If people want to find out more and come and have more conversations with you or check out your stuff, where's the best place for them to come?
There's a few. My website, alisonbraun.com. There's a bunch of free gifties on there, tons of blogs, all kinds of stuff. And then if you want to engage with me a little bit more personally, I spend some time on Facebook, Alison Braun, or actually it's The Business Joyologist-Alison Braun is my business page. And then The Living Richly Lounge with Alison Braun is where we're having more ongoing conversations about living richly, and you can pop in and say hello.
And it's wonderful. I joined not that long ago and have been really enjoying the prompts and the community and all of those aspects. And we will link everything up on the show notes to make it really easy just for you to click through. Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been Adulting with Ebony. I have been Ebony. You have been great. Thank you so much for all of your support. Please keep listening, liking, rating, sharing so that more people can come and enjoy and engage with us. Really, thank you. I'll see you next time.